Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Father Bob Rossi. I'm a Catholic priest from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a member of a religious community called the Crozier Fathers and Brothers, a community that's 800 years old. Because we're the Order of the Holy Cross, I've focused a lot of my ministry, especially in recent years, on the issue of suffering, personal suffering, and have developed a number of tools, pastoral tools, for helping people deal with personal suffering in their lives. So I have designed what we call the Crozier Spiritual Exercises. It is an instrument for pastors, spiritual directors, spiritual companions to help persons who are suffering in any way personally in their lives. This particular instrument is has four basic movements. Each of those movements has an instruction, a teaching, and then a task. These exercises can be made personally, one-on-one, or they can be made in group. There are various venues that are possible for it. In the exercises, one of the key elements is that every person who participates in the exercises has a personal cross coach, someone who accompanies them throughout the course of the exercises, because the exercises can take anywhere from, you know, a long weekend to 6 months, depending on what the level of suffering is. So people come with challenges of health, relationship, status in life, all sorts of things that ordinary people experience in their lives, and are looking for not only healing but also meaning for suffering. So the spiritual exercises are aimed at that. These four movements have basically four objectives. The first one wants to give a kind of overview of the Christian theology of suffering, particularly the theology of the cross, and ask individuals where they are with that in their own personal lives. Secondly, it wants to help people identify areas of suffering, because the great secret of Christianity is that in every experience of suffering, every experience of the cross, there is some seed of resurrection. And so to know your cross well opens you to the possibility of that kind of grace, that you rise from it, and you become different, transformed. All sorts of things can happen internally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, when you are dealing with the suffering Christianly, in a Christian way. So we help people identify their particular suffering with the idea that hidden in it will be that seed of resurrection, which nobody can really define at the beginning, but it begins to reveal itself as we deal with the issue. The third objective of the exercises is to take people through in a very detailed way what they're suffering. So we use the 3 hours of darkness around Jesus' cross as kind of the vehicle for this. The sixth hour, we ask people, and they're not 60 minutes, it could take a lot more time than 60 minutes, We ask people to take a kind of inventory of their suffering, so to describe it as clearly as possible with all the effects that it has on the person and the people around that person. We ask the people to look at resistances and obstacles for moving out of what we call the skull place. And the skull place is a symbol of suffering. So it's like Jesus' skull place, Calvary. So all of us, when we're in suffering, are kind of like in a skull place where we feel crucified. And so the aim is to help people move with God's grace out of the skull place as Jesus moved out of his into resurrection. And to do that, we ask people to the question, you know, is there something inside you that's keeping you from moving out? Certain resistances of attitude, personality, stance, whatever it might be. Are there obstacles outside you that are keeping you from moving out? Because sometimes that's possible also. And then we ask people to examine what strengths are there in you. And what does God already put in you to help you deal well, to come out of the darkness of suffering in your life? What resources are also available outside you to help? So when we go through the sixth hour, which is the description hour, and the seventh hour, which is the resistance hour, and the eighth hour, which is the resource and strength hour, and when that's all finished, and it's quite extensive, and we guide people with that, there are a lot of written materials for that. They begin to see their cross more in depth, and begin to see perhaps what God might be doing in them because of it. Of course, we're interested in healing of all sorts, and healing of all sorts does happen in the spiritual exercises. And then the fourth objective is to help people recognize that they have come somewhere as a result of the experiences. And through the prayer, which is a guided prayer in the exercises, lots of resources for that, and the cross coach, because the cross coach meets regularly in the course of the exercises with the person, they begin to see, hopefully, that yes, I understand better what it is I'm suffering, and I understand also where God might be leading me, taking me, what kind of resurrection. And so we say to them, now you see that, can you accept that as God's way of reestablishing goodness in your life and in the life of the world? Because we know that the secret also of goodness being reborn is through death. That's the Paschal mystery. That's the theology of the cross. So in the fourth movement, what we really want people to do is to name what's happened to them, what the blessing has been, what the newness is, and how to maintain it in their lives so as not to sink back into a skull place of it, you know. People bring to all of our spiritual exercises, they bring the health issues, they bring addiction issues, they bring marriage issues. And so if they get something in the exercises, we say to them, now let's help you maintain your gains. And so that's the final kind of resurrection phase of the spiritual exercises. So we've been doing that for a good number of years as a religious community, and I have to say it's been I think the spirit does work in the movements, and with the prayer and the cross coaching, there's blessing for the person. So that's one of the things that I bring to Holden Village. This is my first visit to Holden Village. But I also bring a ministry that I've developed for veterans. It's called Crosswalk. It's a monthly session with veterans. And its objective is to give veterans the opportunity in a faith-based context to deal with the sufferings that veterans have. And we're particularly interested in moral injury, which is what happens to the human person when they are confronted with, involved in watch, acts that are so contrary to the deepest human inspirations, you know, so watching death or causing death, all of that sort of thing, and war, damage, that sort of thing. So we want to heal more injury. And moral injury today is talked about more even than the PTSD. In this particular program called Crosswalk, it's ecumenical in tone, but it does use the Catholic Stations of the Cross, which is a way we meditate on the Passion of Jesus in Jerusalem before his death. And there are 14 stations. So we attempt to identify a veteran issue in every one of the stations. So what's happening to Jesus? He's the comrade. What's happening to Jesus is similar to what's happening to them, and we encourage them to identify with and get inspiration from that. So this session, a crosswalk session, which is usually about 2 hours, is a time for some prayer, a time for some serious personal reflection where we ask them to do some writing. But most of the crosswalk session is sharing amongst themselves. It's facilitated, but it's a sharing. And it's so we're actually helping them help each other with the particular suffering that they may be having. There are two programs of crosswalk. One is for men and one is for women, because the issues are quite different. Men's issues, of course, they have a lot of emotional, even physical suffering, but a lot of emotional suffering, a lot of how to take hold of life again after service, and also this whole spiritual issue, which is quite prominent. But the spiritual issue, the moral issue, is not handled by other programs. So they're, you know, they've got lots of other programs, like they've got psychological help, they've got medical assistance, you know, social assistance, but nobody helps them with this issue of, you know, and many, many veterans are deeply at that level where they need that. This program is an attempt to meet that. The women, on the other hand, also have, you know, issues that are similar in ways with the men's, but a lot of the women's issues have to do with the femininity that they've, or the offense against femininity that they've experienced, and particularly in the sexual area. So in the women's crosswalk, we deal with a lot of those kinds of things with them, relating them always to the Passion of Jesus and, you know, similar experiences that he has had in his Passion walk to Calvary and beyond. So the crosswalk is an attempt to provide hope and healing for veterans. It is, I think, also a very effective pastoral tool for handling the veteran issues.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.